This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It is Friday. It's Friday. Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Already feels like the best day ever. Best day ever.
Yesterday was pretty good, though, too.
It was a nice day, sure.
Really nice.
It was actually really nice.
I got to go surf on the way home, and I forget why I get cranky and edged when I haven't. And then I go out and go, oh, total reset. Mm. Like, I'm so glad I have that in my life. I wish it was available more often, but.
Can't have everything, Vin.
No. Weather-related.
Sure.
Exercise is certainly weather related.
Damn you, moon, make better tides.
But it was nice. It was a really nice day. And I just went, you know what? I'm going to go. And I did.
And enjoy it.
And I'm better for it.
Yeah. Maddie had his appearance yesterday.
Yeah, forget about all that, everyone. Let's hear every single thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it was hot there.
Yeah.
And well attended, I heard.
Yeah, it did well. Yeah. We had a lot of folks show up. One guy, Billy. Hey, Billy.
Hey,
big fan of the show. Drove all the way up from San Jose. Was there when I got there and
right,
hung up a little bit. But that was nice. And
he was all like, give me my Zach Bryan tickets.
He was a real big fan of the show, though. You know, he really was one of those. You know, people walk up and they say, I know everything about you, and you know nothing about me. And I'm like, that's actually
how this transaction works.
I know your name is Billy, and you're from San Jose. And
let's go get a soda pop. We'll sit down and talk about it.
Nice fella.
Did you give him a free hug? I know you were giving those out yesterday.
He did not ask for one.
Oh.
I was only giving hugs when asked. And but
you gave a lot of those, I heard.
I like to give hugs.
So. Well, I mean, you know, 50% of the women were there to see what they could make happen. I heard you were a thirst trap.
I was not a thirst trap.
I heard you had gold chains on, like, you know, your shirt unbuttoned.
Why do you say you weren't?
What
does that mean? What does this mean? I wasn't a third. What?
I don't think so. I posted a couple pictures up. I don't think I looked.
You did?
Particularly thirsty.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's
you
in my stories.
Your shirt from what you were wearing on the show.
I did because it was so hot.
Oh, well, you did have a sweatshirt on. That is
so
true.
So I put
on
a decent shirt. You know, a button up shirt. Not one of my normal.
You didn't button it all the way up.
T-shirts. Oh no, of course not. No,
right.
You know, just chest out.
Right.
You know.
Oh, look at you with the ladies. Oh, wait, those are our coworkers.
That's our coworkers.
it's a staff shot, Vin.
You do look good, though.
But Danae and Kalia, they're just the best and so much fun to work with and do such a good job for the stations.
Oh, there they are. Yeah. Oh, they really do. What's the campus like? What's the place like?
You know, it's a smaller campus. There weren't a lot of students on campus yet, I don't think. But they had all the stuff out for excuse me.
Get that out of there.
Different programs
going on.
And there was they had one for the veterinary place, which was kind of weird. They had like a fake dog head and like some dog skulls and a cat skull to look at. And
hey.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't like the dog skull.
Well,
it freaked me out. But
well, they bones,
we all have them.
Well, no, it's veterinary services. They have to, this is what they're studying. They're studying animals.
But they didn't like, go and catch a dog. And they go, we need your head. Sorry, guys.
We're going to need to take that dog's head.
I want your skulls. I need your skulls.
Mm.
Little misfits. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad it went well. Did you any dates come out of it, or is there any there's no love interest emerge? Nobody who was fascinated with you on the show showed up and looked longingly from the sidelines.
No.
Well, it went really through my head, that there would be a chance that someone would walk up and say, who like some good looking lady wins the Zach Bryan tickets and then says, "I want you to go with me." That didn't happen.
No, there was.
I really saw that.
I will say this. I got there. This one lady parked and got out of her car and looked over and smiled, and she's very attractive. And I'm like, yes, this is it. It's on. Starts walking right towards the table and then veers off, and she was going to her physical therapy appointment.
Oh,
was probably just smiling because it was such a nice day out. But that's about as close as it got.
Oh, she was wow.
Mm. Boy, I don't see things. I thought I saw that and went, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Turns out.
No, not this time.
Well, it's nice. It's nice to get out there and meet some listeners and hang out and not get any dates. It's fun.
Yeah.
What about you?
Did you get any dates?
Yeah. What about you?
I'm dating a hydrangea in my backyard. I did a lot of gardening. You know, this year, I tried to do cherry. I have no luck with tomatoes, but the one thing I really want to grow in my garden is tomatoes. Like, I eat tomatoes on everything. I'll eat a tomato. Yeah, we have tomatoes. I have them. So I'm all excited to grow cherry tomatoes this year because my other tomatoes are no good. And I'm telling you, they're just like little balls of mush. I'm so bummed. They're looking really good. And I've got a couple different varieties and I picked a few. I'm like, I'm going to make a salad with this tonight. Yuck. What's up, Ben?
They sell those by the bucket at Whole Foods. Like, literally, you get giant box of...
I'm aware.
No one ever even could possibly eat all those before they go bad. They sell them in such big buckets.
You know, growing up, though, I know what a good tomato tastes like because I grew up eating the ones that my mom would grow. She'd send us out there and she'd give us a dollar if we could get 10 of the cutworms. Off, you'd have to pick these worms that would get on them. They're like they look like a big caterpillar, big green.
They're the ones that eat your tomatoes, though.
So she would send us out there every day, and if you could get 10, she'd give you a dollar. And those tomatoes, I mean, I can taste them right now. Like you'd pull a tomato hot from the sun off the vine, and Mom would give you a salt shaker, and you'd eat it like an apple. They were sweet and just exploding with flavor. And that is one of the things about growing your own stuff. It isn't, nobody's making it grow faster. There's no growth hormones in it. There's no, whatever gene manipulation they do. It's why I love summertime. And it is true. You go to Whole Foods or even Safeway, we'll have like those heirloom tomatoes, the ones that are just like they're knobby looking. And those are the ones, like those are great. But I love to garden. So I love to grow my own stuff. I've tried everything too. Like I think it's that we have like really, it gets cold at night. I just think it just needs to have a warmer night because all my tomato skins get really thick. My cucumbers are always pathetic looking. I tried to grow.
Project could be a greenhouse.
I have a greenhouse. That's the only place I can grow the tomatoes. The only place I can get like a tomato that might work.
Didn't John turn that into a golf course?
He's talking about that.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it's true. I can just go buy a bucket of them.
Well, look, I understand you like to garden, so that doesn't matter if you're doing it as a form of exercise or meditation, then great.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people,
not a lot,
but I know guys that surf in Hawaii that have sort of become these off the grid types where they've put up solar in a way that is sort of running their house, but also, and they plant and eat everything.
Yeah.
On their own little land, and they're trying to be off the grid and off the, it's hard.
It is hard.
It's not easy to be a farmer.
Well, even if you have a pretty good size plot of land that you're going to farm, I guess if you had some like chickens and rabbits or a cow you were willing to kill, I mean, I guess there's like things that you could farm on a small plot, but to really feed a family, we're not equipped to do it anymore. Like there's only a short growing season. And you know, I guess unless you're super into canning and you got a bounty, it's a lot of work. It's work people don't have time for anymore because they have other jobs. Like I guess in the olden days, you know, you'd have,
that was the job. I watch a reality show where they take people and they put them in 1800s clothes and they stick them, you know, in a house that is it's like an original house that they've got to fix up. And they have to can all their food for the winter. They've got, you know.
What show is this? Sounds great.
It's on HBO Max. I'll find the name of it, but it's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
I like shows like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, isn't there something, I mean, listen, it's a hard life growing your own food and getting no help. You know, maybe you go to church on Sunday. You're like, hey guys, I'm trying to put up a barn. Can everyone come help me with my barn? I'll help you with yours when you're putting yours up. Like, you know, Little House on the Prairie style. Like it's a hard life, but we've romanticized it. Like it does. There is an appeal there to being self-sufficient and growing your own food and, but man, it's a lot of hard work.
It's like a lot.
You'd have to spend 2 hours a day chopping wood then, because otherwise you're going to freeze to death that night. Like it's a whole thing.
It's called Back to the Frontier.
Back to the Frontier.
And it's currently on. So there are new episodes coming out. And but it's definitely interesting to see. Like one of the couples is a gay couple with two young boys, and like the kids are supposed to help out, and like these kids have never done anything but play video games. So it's been an adjustment for them. And
they needed people. They needed to make more people.
Everybody, you know, they've actually on the show, they've invited some like family members, extended family members to come visit them on the farm you know, wrote them nice letters, but they really needed them there because they need more hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the farm's not going to run itself.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that stuff.
And a whole, like, another mouth to feed, too. Like, okay, you're three now. Get out there and, I don't know, pluck a chicken. You've got to carry your own weight.
But I had a taste of this. I mean, when we lived in the cabin on the mountain, we had nothing but wood heat. And we had a wood stove. And we cooked on the wood stove.
Oh.
And you have to, that's another thing. Fire alone is something you've got to keep going all the time. You've got to think about that fire all the time. Because if you want to heat up anything or do anything.
Or have a bath even.
You got to have a fire going. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. And then you would leave in the morning and get in your dad's helicopter and he'd take you to school. That was
very strange.
I was very 1800s.
What a crazy juxtaposition of the olden and newen times. Yeah, that actually sounds good. What did you say the name of it is?
It's called Back to the Frontier.
Back to the Frontier. I guess without the threat of, you know, Native Americans coming and swarming you. Like, you're relatively safe in this day and age.
Yeah, they don't include that part in yeah. this. No, they're not getting
roving
attacked.
Bands of ruffians yeah. aren't going to come knocking on your door in the middle of the night. Take your women. Please, listen, life was hard. And you'd get, like, your appendix would go wrong, and that was it. You're done. There's no medical help. You get, like, a little cut. It's infected, you die. Like it was a hard life. Hard life.
Natural selection.
I guess. Or just terrible luck. One of those.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Probably none, right? Anyway. The olden days. Don't bring them back. You don't want them.
From Sarah's failed cherry tomatoes yes. to you get a cut, you die.
Right. Your appendix burst. Well, it's really nice knowing you. Can I get some help digging a grave over here, everybody?
I'm extremely hopeful for the weekend, though. Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow is Edie's birthday celebration, and Nona's in town.
Must be home now.
And the missus is back, yeah.
How long did it take her to get back from New York? I know she was, like, delayed.
She got home in the middle of the night. She called me at 3 a.m. when I got up yesterday and said, I just got home.
Oh, boy.
So she had one of those days.
Mm-hmm. And you know, she was supposed to get home middle of the day yesterday.
Way earlier.
Days ago.
It was hours and hours and hours on the tarmac before it was hours and hours and hours in the plane.
You got me nervous. Travel. I got to fly. You know, next week I'm taking a couple days and going to a podcast conference that I'm speaking at. And
Just so you know, everyone, Maddie's a very important and large, a looming figure in the podcast community.
Right.
I didn't know that, but go on.
Yeah, no. And I'm talking about, I do some nonprofit work for Sing Sing Prison. I help them do narrative. They're interviewing old prisoners and getting their stories, and we're putting them together into a whole thing.
Sing Sing.
But yeah, no,
Sing
but
Sing.
I'm,
like, where is Sing Sing?
Sing Sing's in New York.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the big prison in New York. Big history there.
Talk about it on Law and Order a lot.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Rikers, Sing Sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on.
But anyway, so I'm flying to Dallas for that. So I'm a little nervous about the flights and everything from everything I'm hearing.
Well, I guess air traffic control is an issue, and then the weather's been an issue. So mm-hmm. I don't know. They're looking for, if you don't have a job and you're looking, I think air traffic control might be a good gig to look into. They're trying to hire people.
Yeah.
They need people.
They do say that's a stressful job.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in all those planes.
Yeah.
All of them want to get where they're going.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Bad time to be like, I got something in my eye.
Could you guys take over for a minute? I got to go. Do we have an eyewash station here?
I'm seeing dots. Is that a plane?
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Oy.
There used to be this game. It was like one of the early apps. I remember playing it on my iPhone. And it was like a thing where there was a runway. And it had, you know, you had however many things. And you had to land planes and jets. And each one would go at different speeds, and you'd draw with your finger the flight pattern, so you could put this one in a holding pattern over here and, like, land this one. And
I don't remember that at all.
Can't remember the name of it. Someone will know. But there were a couple helicopter pads there, too, so you have to get the helicopter. And obviously, if any of the things intersected, there would be a problem. Right. And then, you know, right, when you get really into it, now you got, like, 16 planes. You're trying to figure out how to land them. You're trying to set up, like, landing patterns, and then someone comes in from the bottom, and you're like, oh, no, disaster.
Is it flight path or planes control?
I think it was called flight path.
Yeah, there you go.
It was fun, but stressful. Like, I thought, well, in real life, I'll bet this is wicked stressful. Okay, hi Friday. How you doing? Good vibes and variety. I'm feeling them. You know, it's gonna be a good show today. You know what's funny is yesterday, like, you could not get away from Taylor Swift.
Why would you want to?
You wouldn't. But you couldn't get away from her. And like the whole show, I just felt like not only was there so much information about Taylor Swift, but good luck to you if you wanted to talk about anything else. Like, there was, like, everybody put everything on hold and just went, well, let the Taylor tornado go through.
Mm-hmm.
So today there's far less, but I do have a couple things and a couple interesting little nuggets. So we'll do a little bit of that. But in the meantime, we'll do some other things. We'll just...
You know, I realized the record announced for a Swiftie was the big deal. Like, here's more, and she teased it with, I worked with the guys that I worked with on a bunch of music that I'm really proud of. Yeah. So this is a album I think you're going to really, but probably more than anything was that little look at the two of them together and how they interact, and that it seems like they're a unit.
Yeah.
Even if you can't figure out how it's possible,
right?
It's clear, whatever.
It works for them.
It works.
She made a comment about how he's like a human exclamation point, and how it's like when you put an enhanced color filter onto a photo. She's like, that's him. He's like, he makes everything brighter and everything. That's like, it's really sweet. And actually, that was one of the stories I was looking at. I wasn't going to do it, but it is sticking in my head. Jason Kelsey, there were a couple times where they, people are of course picking this video apart, like, they're going to strip it down to its barest bones. He's actually tearing up as she's talking about his brother. Like, he is moved by how she feels and how to see his great qualities recognized by someone.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Just real, like, he's all like, it's funny. I'm like, oh, look at that. He does look like he's about to shed a tear over this.
That's great. Yeah, I think that was really the
that getting that glimpse.
That look inside. Don't you agree or no? Bob.
Oh, yeah. That was the revelation of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason I was interested in it. Like, you know, people make album announcements all the time. But I've never heard them have a conversation other than yelling on a football field.
Right.
I think it's really neat. All right, KLC Arch Day 1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinnie Alice's Morning Show. Oh, you guys, in case I haven't mentioned it, it's Friday!
What?
Wake up!
Thank you,
with Sarah and Vinnie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.